This morning, quietly, another deadline came and went in the Middle East. It should have been the deadline for the latest round of talks between Israel and the Palestinians. Before the discussion started last year, the US Secretary of State John Kerry said they might be the last chance for peace. But the deadline was missed because the talks were suspended last week by the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He blamed the Palestinians. They blame him. President Obama blames both sides. If you're now wondering whether Palestinian-Israeli peace talks can ever succeed after years of failure, you're not alone. So is our Middle East editor, Jeremy Bowen, in Jerusalem.
Security gate just closed. Israeli soldiers have given the people passing by, who are Palestinians, the nod, and now they're moving through. They need permission to do this. I'm in Hebron, which is the only city on the West Bank where Jewish settlers, Israelis, live in the heart of the town alongside Palestinians, but of course separated by wire, by concrete, by guns. I've come to see Shlomo Levinger, who's the son of one of the people who originally restarted Jewish settlement here in 1967.
Far away we see settlement Carmel in Maon. This place.
From his balcony, he pointed out the other Jewish settlements around Hebron. I asked him why he disagreed with the idea of making peace by creating an independent Palestine in Gaza and the West Bank, including East Jerusalem.
I think the state of Israel goes from the sea to the Jordan River, so there can't be two states in that area. Those are the borders of the state of Israel. If they want, they can go live in other places. There are many Arabs in the Middle East. They can go to the other side, or they can also stay here.
Now I'm down near the building, the holy site here, which Muslims call the Abraham Mosque, and which the Israelis, the Jews, call the Cave of the Patriarchs. And it's a highly guarded place. There's been a lot of trouble here in the past. And to get, for Palestinians who wanted to pray in the mosque, to get to the area and to get back, they have to go through this turnstile, past another Israeli checkpoint, more guns, more concrete. Hebron is a very unique place. And you have the Israelis and the settlers very, very close to here. Mm-hmm. What is life like with the Israelis there and you here?
Not good.
There will never be peace, only in our dreams. The talks are unsuccessful. Israel is not serious. It's a joke to them. They don't want peace. They aren't serious about it. They still have prisoners. They are still building settlements. It's just words. They don't mean it.
I'm Avner Wishnitzer. I served in Sayeret Matkal, which is an elite commando unit, actually modeled on the British SAS.
Hi, my name is Suleiman Al-Khatib. I've been in Israeli jail since when I was 14, for 10 years. I was throwing stones, cocktail Molotov, and I attacked two Israeli soldiers.
Avner, an Israeli, and Suleiman, a Palestinian, are sitting together in a cafe in Jerusalem. They're peace campaigners, a species that was common in the 1990s, but a rare breed now.
Many people would say to the Israelis, either we married, either we divorced. That's it. You can't, like, doing this dating forever, you know? And whatever the solution will be, two-state or any kind of other forms, you need to give up part of your dreams. You have to meet in the middle somewhere, because no side will get everything they want. And for me, at the end of the day, like, this beautiful land will never belong to one group. The blood on the other side is the same blood. And I do believe that we could live next to each other as a good neighbors.
I was trained, as any soldier, to shoot, you know? You shoot these two-dimensional targets, right? It could be anyone. It could be Suleiman. It could be any of my friends now, because they weren't human beings for me. I didn't know any Palestinian. And then you start hearing these stories from the other side. When we actually got to meet. And it was mind-blowing for me. There were human beings. I mean, these people could have been on my weapon side or any of my friends' weapon side just a few years back. And now we're sitting together talking about the very experience of being involved in this violence. I could have been stabbed by Suleiman 20 years back. And here we are together, and I think this is what gives us hope.
The trouble is that conversations like that were also happening 20 years ago. They're still in a minority. And the pessimism caused by violence, the expansion of Jewish settlements, and failed talks helps keep them there. Perhaps it's too late to make peace by splitting the land between Israel and the Palestinians. But no alternative is easier, and many look much worse.
Jeremy Bowen in Jerusalem.